Get as comfortable as you can. A few breaths just to release the week that was, the week that will be. Find yourself. Get everything just right. Come into stillness. Let gravity take over. You don't need to do anything. Slow down. Embrace the stillness. And the quiet. This meditation can help you sleep or rest or just settle in such that when it's time for sleep, you'll be better prepared. Notice your breath. Where you find yourself at this very moment. Give yourself permission to breathe exactly as you are breathing. And then, because you can, breathe a little slower. And a little deeper. Out a little longer. We're going to do a letting go of the day that was, of the time that's to come, and just notice ourselves as we get more relaxed, more tired, more sleepy. Letting the weight of the world and the mass of our bodies take over. Surrendering the day that was. Knowing that in any given day, someone has surely disappointed us, frustrated us, angered us, violated your boundaries. As you begin to prepare for rest or sleep, see if you could forgive or just let go momentarily. And just as you let go, because people are prone to hurt each other, you might want to acknowledge that you've probably done some damage, small or large, accidental or on purpose, today and every day. An inevitable part of being human. Alive. You may not be ready to apologize, but maybe you just imagine when you might be ready. Sometimes that's enough. You might sense or imagine the light growing dim, lights fading in every room, and your pupils dilating to take in what few remaining phota pass. And you dance on the edge of dream, dreams that will bring you wonderment and delight. And with some of the remaining vestiges of consciousness, you might consider the ways in which the world shares a common bond. That all things experience an essential unity. That you and the world around you are fundamentally of the same stuff. From the same created universe. Perhaps that thought can fill you with joy, love, compassion, faith. And as you consider the unity of all creation, maybe there is an outpouring, small or large, of love. And you are protected. You are sheltered and safeguarded. Embraced in the wings of an awesome presence. Protected by great and good forces that guard you in all your ways. You're breathing. You are resting. And perhaps the edges of sleep and dream come creeping in. Your thoughts unspool, and your breath becomes less distinct. You can lie down in peace, knowing that you will also rise up in peace, whole and protected. You will go out of consciousness safe, and you will soon return to consciousness equally safeguarded. Lying down to be refreshed. You are part of a legacy of great and good forces that have guarded those who preceded you. And great and good forces protect you now. And great and good forces will look over your descendants and those who follow you. You're breathing. You're resting into the stillness. You're enjoying the quiet. Feeling the weight of your body surrendering to gravity, and your thoughts starting to become disordered, more haphazard, to wander. You are blessed, and you are protected. The world shines its gentle and delicate light upon you in grace. And the universe smiles upon you to grant you wholeness and peace. And many great and good forces will tend to you while you sleep. Your day is full of questions. And at night, on your right side, the great and good force responsible for mystery can hold all your questions. Your day is filled with exertion, toil, strength. And when you sleep, at your left side, a great and good force responsible for vigor and strength. Days have confusion and doubt. And now there is a great and good force past your feet that will hold the lamp of truth for you. During the day, the body can feel pain. The mind may suffer. And now, there is a great and good force behind you, attending to your healing. And above you, the greatest and best force. A sacred presence watches you as you slumber. Perhaps you've begun to drift. Perhaps you've already had moments of losing consciousness. Perhaps you're just relaxed. Maybe you need to fidget one last time. Make any last adjustments to release. And we'll breathe in and say the word Sela as we breathe out. And you are not alone. You are gathered, body and spirit, into a great and trustworthy hand. And when you sleep, you have nothing to fear.